Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to twchealth.com/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to twc.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Great America Show. Great to have you with us. Mike Johnson took a break from his very important job as Speaker of the House this week. He traveled to New York City to greet the college campus of Columbia University. You know, the students there who are rioting and trashing the institution, are calling for the destruction of America and Israel. An anti-Semitic bunch, if ever there was one. Johnson, as he's done so often as Speaker, talking tough. You know, it's amazing to watch him talk tough. But he will likely just deny he said anything. He'll recant on all of it. Johnson demanded Joe Biden send in the National Guard to college campuses to shut down the Hamas demonstrations. And with that, I'm sure Mike Johnson will be sure to go back on his word, as he does every single time. But yesterday, it was reported that Johnson called Joe Biden after the State of the Union to apologize for rolling his eyes while Joe Biden was lying to the American people. Johnson is a real beauty. Over in Israel, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, watching the pro-Hamas college campus demonstration and protests taking over seemingly campuses throughout America. And Netanyahu says he's seen enough. He released a video this week blasting the anti-Semitism on American college campuses. He said the atmosphere in the United States is much like Germany in the 1930s. And he called on our leaders to do a lot more to fight it.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel, that's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are, that's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there is an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander. Lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believed them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
Netanyahu is no stranger to the American educational system. He graduated from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which happens to be one of the college campuses which has been taken over by the radical Hamas demonstrators, pro-Hamas demonstrators, and anti-Israelis. There are all sorts of problems with our educational system, public and private, K through 12, our universities, obviously. Our guest today is Kimberly Herman. She's the executive director of Southeastern Legal Foundation. Her organization is fighting right now against the radical woke ideology that is indoctrinating the country's businesses, Wall Street, and of course, our universities. And now joining us is the general counsel of the Southeastern Legal Foundation. She's Kimberly Herman. And Kimberly, we are just absolutely thrilled to have you with us. I want to turn to this. It's incredible the amount of work you're doing in the nation's courts to represent law, order, the Constitution, and if you will, the American way. I want to start with, if we may, the lawsuit in Chicago, critical race theory. You're taking on the Department of Education on civil rights violations. Tell us about that case and where you are in your case.
Yeah, so the origins of this case go back a number of years. Back in 2019, our client, who is a Brave teacher in District 65 in Evanston, Illinois, which if people don't know, Evanston, Illinois is the hotbed of critical race theory in this country. But she saw what was happening in our schools. She saw that there was mandatory racial segregation. What I mean by that is you walk into a teacher training and the white teachers are sent to one room, everyone else is sent to another room, and they teach the teachers how to bring race into the classroom, right? So she saw that this was happening in every subject across every grade. She filed a complaint with the Department of Ed. They investigated it for 18 months. They found, of course, that there were civil rights violations. And then Biden gets elected. He takes office and he withdraws that letter of finding. So all of a sudden, racial segregation in this country is somehow okay again and legal. We know it's not. We filed a lawsuit. We're still waiting for the court to reach a conclusion. But while the court's doing that, we want answers from the Department of Education. We want to know why they withdrew that letter. And so we've been asking them for those documents for years. They're stonewalling. And so this past week, we filed a case. We need to get these records.
The Department of Education is taking a far more prominent role in DEI, the battle over DEI, ESG, and all of the all of it based really on critical race theory. We're just seeing the Department of Education turn into a monster here. And most recently with the Title IX ruling on gender identity as a protected class and affecting even 3 to 5 year old children. I mean, what is, give us your sense, because you obviously are practiced in this. What is going on with the Department of Education? It's never been this aggressive in my memory.
What we've seen really is unprecedented, right? Whether it's the Department of Education coming after parents for just simply speaking up, right? Turning the FBI onto parents and investigating them for speaking up at school board meetings, which is happening. We have talked to, unfortunately, too many parents who have had the FBI come knocking on their door. Or like you mentioned, them issuing new Title IX regulations last week. As of last Friday, the Department of Education is now on record saying that the term sex means gender identity, as you mentioned, sexual stereotypes. So our laws no longer protect equality. It's this idea of equity that's crossing over every single federal agency, whether it's the Department of Education or the USDA, they've become weaponized. Our entire federal government has become weaponized against the American public and against our Constitution and rule of law. And so we just need to keep standing up. Unfortunately, we have to go to the courtroom and we have to get the Supreme Court to say, stop. What you're doing is illegal and unconstitutional.
So what is your outlook in terms of the case for DEI and the education, Department of Education, complicity in what is going on in Evanston with critical race theory, DEI? Where do you think that case goes from here?
I mean, well, right now they're giving them a pass, right, by withdrawing that letter of finding. And I should mention that withdrawing a formal finding that a school district violated the Civil Rights Act is absolutely unprecedented. We have talked to so many people and nobody knows of another case where that's happened. And so they're giving these school districts a green light to discriminate and treat our kids differently because of their skin color. We should not be teaching kids to be doing that. We should not allowing that to be happening to our kids. But as you mentioned, this is just rampant. That's why we've seen states stand up. We've got Florida standing up. We've got Texas standing up and prohibiting and ending the DEI departments in their schools. We need to see more of that throughout this country. But until we have a change in the White House, we're certainly not going to see any more changes from the Department of Ed in a way that furthers our Constitution. We're just going to see the Biden administration double down over these next several months, unfortunately.
Is it your sense that this is part of a coordinated, well thought out strategy on the part of the Biden administration to drive as many of its favored programs, whether it's DEI, CRT, extending the power of the Department of Education, asserting gender identity rights where there were none before, and certainly no laws that would apply to 3 to 5 year olds in kindergartens and Head Start.
Absolutely. You can, if they get the kids, right, so separate the kids from their parents, take control of their minds at such a young age, and then you've got them. Right. You've got them convinced that America is a bad country. You've got them convinced that we have systemic racism in this country. You've got them convinced that a doctor guesses their sex when they're born and that they can be anything they want to be. I talked to a parent the other day who there's a student in their kid's class who only meows. To every single question, this child only responds with a meow because he thinks that he's a furry. Where we are in this country is just an insane place. And the Biden administration announced on day one with its executive orders that this is what they believed. We knew it was coming. Unfortunately, it's taken hold, but we've got lots of parents standing up. We just have to continue to be diligent to fight for our kids.
Kimberly, thank you. Kimberly Herman, we're talking with her about her lawsuit for truth, justice, and the American way in the Evanston School District, trying to make sense of what is happening. And we're going to talk to her about furries as well, because she's just introduced something that I don't know if it's a protected class or not, but I have to tell you, based on everything that this administration is doing, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not now, it soon will be. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back now with Kimberly Herman. She's the general counsel for the Southeastern Legal Foundation. And I want to say again, it's a delight to have you with us, and we appreciate all of the work that you're doing for the country. It's truly important. I want to go to of all of the madness that is in our society right now, but in our public schools, to have somebody self-identifying as a furry. I mean, is this a legitimate, mental illness? Where does that originate in a child's mind?
It can only be from a place of mental illness, and it really just furthers and shows the mental health crisis that we have in this country right now. I'm no doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a mom. I see what's happening in our schools through various lenses, but these kids need help. Right? They need real help. They don't need to be told that you can be a furry. They don't need to be given kitty litter boxes in their bathrooms, which is what's happening in some of our schools across the country. It's insane. It really is. It's in pure madness right now.
It is madness. And this country is in the grip of a broad, to me, often it seems to be a psychotic breakdown of some kind as a society. Because we are tolerating the intolerable. We are ignoring the absolutely critical issues. The body of public knowledge is shrinking, despite a First Amendment that in most places is still alive, but in many is being encroached upon by ever bigger government, ever more intrusive government, whether we're talking about local level or state or federal, certainly. Your thoughts about why we're in this peculiar position where when you talk about DEI, there is, on one hand, we know that there is a receding effect going on right now in corporate America. They're backing away from DEI, many of the major corporations. It is a harder push than ever, it seems, in education, in government service. It is a bizarre moment. Give us your overview of what is transpiring in American society right now, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, as we see some of the companies back down from some of this DEI training, right, because it's really been exposed, from the likes of Chris Rufo and his amazing investigative reporting that he's done over the last several years has really brought this topic to be a kitchen table discussion. But as our companies are exposed, say Disney, for example, right, mm-hmm. parents are seeing the reality. And unfortunately, they see it in our schools. And those on the left who want to push this agenda know that you have to get them from a young age, right? It's also, I mean, this is just my personal thoughts, but you look at TikTok, you look at social media, these kids have never-ending access to crazy videos, to other people that have mental illnesses. And all it takes to, say, start a gender transition is to see somebody on Twitter who's saying, you feel lonely, you feel uncomfortable in your body. Well, this is what you should be doing. Go online, do a several-hour consultation, and then all of a sudden they have prescriptions written for them. where they believe that that's what's going to make them happy. And so it really is a pandemic that we're going into in this country when it comes to gender transitioning, mental health. And parents have to stay diligent and keep your kids off social media. Know what they're doing. Know what they're being told.
And we're watching what is a solipsistic exercise almost in terms of TikTok. It's evil if it's owned by Beijing, all the data that's being gathered and all of the harmful programming that is so disastrous for young people. But we're also watching a game being played here where we're going to, it's voted to ban it, but then the next idea is let an American own it and somehow it will be better. But that isn't really the issue. It's still not good for the mental health of our children. It is still not good to have our privacy invaded as citizens, whether it's a Chinese company or whether it's a U.S. Intelligence agency doing so. And you know that they're salivating at the prospect of having their hands on TikTok.
No doubt about that, right? Because that's how you reach kids these days, right? If you can't reach them through curriculum or if they're not paying attention in school, right? Schools are constantly canceling days, right? Ever since COVID, there seems to be just a never-ending change to school schedules and stuff, right? I mean, I just see that as a mom in the public schools in the surrounding areas. And so we have to protect our kids first and foremost. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, we have a federal government that's trying to push this into every single area and every single school. We need school board members who are willing to stand up for the rights of the students, right? Stand up for the rights of the parents. We have a constitution. Let's fight for it.
We do. And the parents who are fighting for those rights and for their children are in school board meetings all across the country certainly do not... should not in any way accede to the intrusion of the FBI or a politically corrupt Department of Justice. We're at a point now where every resistance to the intrusion of the deep state in this country is critically, critically important for the good of all of our citizens. We're talking with Kimberly Herman, Executive Director at the Southeastern Legal Foundation. Stay with us. We're coming right back. And we're going to talk now about what is happening on our university campuses, our college campuses, and how in the world did the First Amendment become so threatened so quickly in just a few years of the Biden administration? We'll take that up with Kimberly Herman here next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with Kimberly Herman, General Counsel for the Southeastern Legal Foundation. And Kimberly, I just think it's fascinating that most people, I don't think, realize this, but the statistic that I've seen is 2/3 of colleges now are mandating DEI courses of some kind, critical race theory, whatever you would like to call it. That's extraordinary. And we were watching DEI chiefs in particularly university settings who've got a PhD in DEI. I mean, this is so mindless, so sophomoric, so juvenile, and so, to me, such an insult to education and any institution, let alone one of the Ivies, that they would even have such a monstrous job filled by, in recent cases, by outright plagiarists that has just flummoxed their corporate boards that run the universities, like Harvard. They didn't know what to do. I mean, they are still trying to figure out how to deal with obvious bigotry, obvious inflammatory, and totally ignorant forms of speech on their campuses, hate speech. Speaking of genocide, in the case of the pro-Hamas demonstrators, I mean, it goes on. The universities are in meltdown, aren't they?
They are. And unfortunately, we're only going to see these DEI departments grow on some of our college campuses, right? So as we were talking before, there are states that are standing up to this, and they are shutting down DEI departments and shutting down our hard-earned tax dollars from being spent on these DEI departments. But with the Title IX changes that came out last week, we're going to see what's called Title IX coordinators. It be expanded all across our country. And what that means is the federal government is going to be requiring these colleges to put more DEI into place and put kind of police officers, if you will, right? So not actual police officers, but these DEI departments are going to police speech. They're going to police activity. And if anything that you say offends somebody else, they're going to try to bring them up on harassment charges. Sure. The First Amendment protects that kind of speech. So, of course, we're going to have to fight that in court. But that doesn't mean that the government isn't going to try to do that.
And for most people who don't have the resources to take on these social justice warriors who will use lawfare in every way they can across the country, big law firms are absolutely, you cannot get a Trump supporter represented by them. Because they are so frightened of their globalist corporate America, Wall Street clients that they have to back away in their judgment. It's cowardly, but the economics are very clear. And we're seeing that on one level or another throughout our society right now. A lawfare, anyone who stands up for Trump, anyone who stands up for the Constitution, for the United States of America, their religion, their faith, you are almost certainly going to be in the crosshairs of a law for a campaign in the courts sooner or later. And you have to understand that is the price of living in America right now. What do you think the path forward is? Is there a solution at hand?
I mean, the path forward is to stay true to your convictions, right? We at Southeastern Legal Foundation, we're a nonprofit. So we represent our clients free of charge because we know that there are lots of Americans out there, freedom-loving Americans who need representation and they need to take action against the government. But we will frequently hear, you know, what's going to happen to my job if I file this lawsuit, or can somebody else file this on, you know, instead of me because we're afraid. We see a lot less of that from the parents now because the parents are just fed up, to be perfectly honest. They are done sitting on the sidelines and they are willing to advocate for their kids no matter what it costs them. But the college students, they're terrified. They're terrified to speak their mind. They're terrified to voice their views. But they do have a voice and they do have a constitution. So hopefully we can see some more changes in this country as we win in court.
Well, God bless those parents who are fed up and have the courage to advocate for their children and for their constitutional rights. And And when we look at what's happening in society, we're looking for advocates for everyone who needs one. And how do people help the Southeastern Legal Foundation in your work? Donations? What is the path toward supporting your wonderful work?
Thank you. They can find us on our website, slfliberty.org. As I mentioned, we're a 501c3. So if they like our work, they could, of course, support us, but just help us get the word out. We have our guidebooks. We have our resources. Share our tweets and spread the word that we have a constitution. It's alive and well, and we're willing to fight for it. And so if you've got an issue, you can always reach out to us.
Well, I've got a strong sense that you and your foundation are strong fighters and will be victorious in this. It's going to be, as you know, it's going to be a slog for all of us here until we can get a new leadership in Washington, D.C. That fellow is Donald J. Trump on November 5th. As far as I'm concerned, he is the only man. I often say this, Kimberly, that I really believe that Donald Trump is our Churchill. The analogs are too great. I think Churchill, without question, was the only man who could have rallied Britain in 1939. And I think that Donald Trump is the only man who can rally and lead this country through all that awaits us in 2024. Thank you so much for being with us. And we will put up your website on all of our media and we'll wish you all the best and want you to come back soon, frequently and often, as the saying goes. God bless you. And thanks for being with us, Kimberly Herman. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for being with us today. Be sure to join us here tomorrow for the Great America Show. Our guest will be Tom Fenton, who's the president of one of the country's most important watchdog organizations, Judicial Watch. Follow me on Twitter and Truth Social at Lou Dobbs, on Facebook and Instagram at Lou Dobbs Tonight, and watch us Monday through Friday on Rumble, on Frank Speech, on Twitter, or X if you prefer. On Lou Dobbs Tonight. Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody. God bless you, and may God bless America.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.